Welcome to our Bible study on Deuteronomy chapter 30, verses 15 through 20. As always, I am assuming you have read the passage, that you have your Bible open before you, and that you understand our translations may not agree. I also invite you to our in-person Bible study on Wednesday evenings at the church in the Fellowship Hall, beginning at 5:15 and ending at 6. Our passage contains the final words of a lengthy speech by Moses on the plains of Moab, words that God had commanded Moses to share with the people before entering into the Promised Land. At the end of the book of Numbers, Israel is encamped in the plains of Moab, and the book of Deuteronomy is Moses' farewell address to the people. Actually, it is three addresses. The first is chapter 1, verse 6 through chapter 4, verse 40. The second is chapters 5 through 28. And the third is chapters 29 and 30, reminding them of the mighty acts of God done on their behalf, warning them of the temptation of worshiping idols, and pleading for loyalty to and love of God as the condition for life in the Promised Land. The remaining chapters, 31 through 34, pick up the story where it was left at the end of Numbers. There are some who suggest that the book of Deuteronomy was the book of the law, which prompted Josiah's sweeping reforms in 621 BC, which we read about in 2 Kings chapters 22 through 23. It is important to recognize that this word of God is delivered to a people that had already been redeemed by God. Look at Deuteronomy chapter 7, verses 7 through 8. In other words, Moses isn't telling them how to become people of God. Moses is reminding them to choose life, as we see at chapter 30, verse 19, because it is their response that will shape the nature of their future. A dominant theme in this passage is revealed in the use of the word life and live, which occur 8 times in our passage, virtually every verse. The word life has reference to much more than physical life or the beating of the heart. The language of life catches up the ideas of good health, daily blessings, happiness, and fruitfulness. It means to be strong in body, mind, and spirit, to thrive in one's personal life and in one's relationship with others. The giving of the commandments, which we read about in Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 8, 10, 11, and 16, is in the interest of giving the people the best life possible. And the people's obedience of the commandments contributes to a life filled with blessing. As Proverbs chapter 4, verse 3, and chapter 7, verse 2 puts it, "Keep my commandments and live." God gives the law to help the people secure this best life. And this understanding of law and its purpose go back to creation, as we see in Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 through 28, and chapter 2, verses 16 through 17. Two possible futures are laid out in our passage, life and death at chapter 30, verse 15, and at verse 19. What Israel says and does will shape to that future, but what that shape will be is not determined in advance. That future remains open to what happens within the relationship. Choose life. This is the only use of the verb choose, bahar, with humans as the subject in the entire Old Testament. Usually, God chooses. Israel is to choose to receive what God has promised. To choose life is to love the Lord your God, obey God, and to hold fast to God. Humans must make choices, and the choosing of life will make a significant difference in the shape that life takes. Israel's positive response will be enabled by God's gracious action. To choose life is to trust in the promises of God, chapter 30, verse 20. And such a choice will make a difference. So Moses delivers this speech as a way of preparing Israel for entering the promised land. But as we know, Israel ended up losing the promised land because of their disobedience, because of their choices, because they failed to choose life. And there is some evidence that this speech may also have been given after the Babylonian exile, around 560 BC, to explain why they lost the promised land, which we see in Deuteronomy chapter 29, verses 25 through 28. In both settings, the shape of Israel's future was uncertain. The first time, because they had not yet entered the promised land, and the second time as a way of regaining the promised land, should Israel choose to renew its loyalty and love to God and to commit itself anew to the relationship. In fact, as mentioned earlier, there are some who suggest that Deuteronomy was the book of law discovered when Israel returned from exile and when repairs were being done to the temple. Such a placement works as a reassurance that while no longer could the future be hoped for in terms of averting catastrophe, but now it could be seen in terms of renewal and recovery after the worst had taken place. This concludes our study. Thank you for listening. Take care and God bless.